here to take over the game. Yeah. Stout. Still. Ain't know what's going on. Yeah. It's still politics as usual. Life looking beautiful. Talking real heavy, more heavy than the usual. Shook the whole world up, that type of motion new to you. So it's just a throwback. Losing, we don't know that. Only give them our facts, that's exactly what y'all lack. Always show the people love, so they show us love back. Yeah. And been worthy like 42 on the lake.
And once again, it's on. We are back. Season 2 of Politics as Usual, the premier NBA podcast. Y'all tried to cancel us. We're uncancelable. Y'all tried to stop us. We can't be stopped. They tried that energizes us. We are back. I am not here alone. I'm here with my main man, Pots and Pans, the man that always says Jack, the one and only Adam Carter. What's up, good brother?
What's up, Jack? Season 2. Can you believe it? We made it to another season.
Yeah, man. Listen, before y'all get going, make sure you subscribe. At YouTube, we need to see them subscriptions go through the roof. Follow us at Politics as Usual Talk on all the social medias. We got a lot to get to, a lot going on. It's still the preseason. We got about, what's that, 6 days until opening night. But we got some content we want to share with y'all tonight. What we got on the docket today, Jack?
Let's jump right in, Jack. So we're going to start the episode, season 2, episode 1, with some rather sad news. The NBA lost a legend, Jack. Dikembe Mutombo passed away on September 30th, Jack. That was a major blow. He passed away from brain cancer of all things. Let's run down a little bit of his resume, Jack. So we got an 8-time All-Star. We got a 4-time Defensive Player of the Year. Yeah. 2-time Citizenship Award. 3-time all defensive first team, 2-time rebounding leader, and 3-time block leader. That's an incredible resume, Jack.
Yeah, man. And you know, he was even greater off the court, funding hospitals, and really Luol Deng, who was also from the continent, talks about how Mutombo really inspired all those ball players to really affect change. And you see Luol Deng is got that team going, almost beat the U.S.
Right.
And we have a special affection for Mutombo because he was on that finals run for the Sixers, man. Remember that trade? I was upset at that trade because we was rolling with Rattler.
Hey, listen. I still say, what if the Dikembe Mutombo and Theo Ratliff trade didn't happen, but Theo Ratliff have got hurt that season, man. And the crazy thing enough, ironically, Theo Ratliff had just closed on his house the day that he got traded for Dikembe Mutombo.
Game, so man.
Buying a house and then find out you're getting traded. But Dikembe Mutombo ended up buying the house from Theo Ratliff. So,
man, listen, that should have been the fact of the week right there. That was amazing what you just dropped. And I remember a funny story that we talked about pre-show that Bomani Jones had Alonzo Mourning on the show they used to do with Dan Le Batard. And he said, is it true that Mutombo used to come y'all with students at Georgetown and said, who wants to sex Mutombo? Yo, and Mourning laughed for 5 minutes straight, letting me know that even though Mutombo said it wasn't
true,
it was all fact. Can you imagine him
terrified everybody that was in that area at the time? Can you imagine Mutombo saying that?
Yo, man, I was falling out. Can you imagine them two on the court? How is anybody scoring when Alonzo Mourning is the power forward and Mutombo's the center? That is insane, man.
Man, you talking about a defensive elite squad, eight. And you already got the coach who's a defensive coach. Incredible.
Yeah, man. And that was a great you know, they have a great – I know those guys are really going through it. Ewing and Harrington, Mutombo and Mourning, those Georgetown guys, AI as well, has they have a great bond, man. So, man, he was greatly missed. One of the greatest personalities in the NBA history, man, and his work and legacy will definitely live on. So, rest in power to the great – I was going to try to memorize all his 8 names, Now stick with the two we know.
You know, I saw that he had eight names, and I said I wouldn't dare try. I'm not going to dare try.
Yes, sir.
But yeah, man. Rest in peace to Dikembe Mutombo, man. He would definitely be missed. So let's move on, Jack. So the NBA was, I guess, not – it wasn't too much of a surprise, but Derrick Rose made the announcement that he was retiring from the NBA. He had just recently got dismissed by the Memphis Grizzlies, and I guess he said, man, enough is enough. Great athlete, heck player, Jack. Let's run down first pick of the 2008 draft. Man, he played for the Bulls, the Knicks, the Cavs, the Jazz, the T-Wolves, the Pistons, and the Grizzlies, Jack. 2009 Rookie of the Year and 2011 MVP, Jack. What could have been? He's on that list of players with Penny Hardaway, Grant Hill. Of man, what could they have been if he didn't suffer that injury, Jack?
And I think if my memory serves me correctly, he may have been the youngest MVP. He won that like 2 years out, you know, stopping LeBron's streak of MVPs. That was he was incredible. Everybody talk about Westbrook, but I think the template for before there was a Ja, there was D Rose. Man, he was one of my favorite players, man. Explosive, man. His highlight reels, oh wow, man. And to see him leave on his terms and really see the kind of seeing him at the games with his son, he looks at peace. So man, you know, no regrets, man. You know, even though he didn't get into the all-time greats like we thought he may have get because of injuries. Man, he really had a great career, a lot of time in the league, man. And he is and if I'm a organization, one of those former organizations he played with, gotta bring him in. He seems to be a great guy, well respected around the league.
Yeah, and I think the Chicago Bulls would be that team. They are kind of in a weird space right now with their franchise. And, you know, like you said, winning the Rookie of the Year in 2009 and then turning right around 2 years later in 2011 and winning the MVP. Incredible. Over LeBron James, right?
Crazy.
Yeah.
And being a Chicago native, too, don't hurt.
Yeah. And if you think about it, he was known for, like you said, his athletic ability early on in his career. But later on in his career, he was kind of like that pillar of strength and like, you know, somebody that doesn't give up. He stood in there, man. He didn't quite have the same bounce that he had later in his career, but he still persevered and had a decent career, Jack.
Yeah, brother. He and one thing I didn't like about his career, he didn't dance. When he was dancing in the All-Star game, he should bust a move. That was me.
Dwight Howard and
he was stone faced.
He was having none of that.
Yo, that's one of the most hilarious things I've ever seen. Him not caring about dancing with them. No fun and there. He can have fun now. You know, he toned it down a little bit. He was intense,
and,
man.
And you know what? I saw an interview just yesterday, and it's funny that we're talking about that because he said early on in his career, he used to try to emulate Kobe. And he said, as far as he understood, Kobe didn't go out. He didn't have fun. He just worked. So he said it wasn't until the lockout. Remember when the NBA had that lockout? He said a billionaire from Dubai was paying top dollar to have all the NBA stars go over to Dubai to play in like an all-star game. And he said it wasn't too. He said Durant was there, James Harden, LeBron, Kobe. He said all the stars were over there. He said it wasn't until he got to Dubai, he saw Kobe having fun, saw Kobe relaxing, letting his hair down, going out in the club. He said, man, this guy goes out in the club too. Changed his career, he said. James's career. So I think that's why he was so serious when he was trying to emulate the great Mamba.
That explains it. Salute like to D. Rose.
Absolutely. But like I said, he played for the Detroit Pistons. That joke just writes itself. We're going to leave the Detroit This has nothing to do with nothing. How many games does the Detroit Pistons win this year, Jack? How many games?
I know they're gonna lose at least 1,000.
Oh my God.
They only play 82, but to me, it looks like they're gonna lose 1,000. They're losing in the preseason game against Cleveland right now.
Oh my God. And listen, it's funny. And again, this has nothing to do with anything, but we were talking about before the show how somebody posted, let's go ahead and get this out the way. The Washington Wizards are already playoff contention.
Yo, Kuzma, and yo, I forget his name, Kuzma, and Jordan Poole, them two. Yo, I won a 30 for 30 on their antics. Serious. Somebody needs to be documenting this. I don't care what's going on in the court. I need to know how they be acting in practice. It must be, as you would say, so unserious.
Listen, Jordan Poole better not start the season with that mustache. I know that.
He from there, yo, he look like a cop. Looking like the fuzz.
Did Docker commercials and had the mustache. I was done with him. But as we digress, shout out to D Rose, man.
Definitely.
36 years old, Jack, when he retired, man. So shout out to him.
Yes.
All right, Jack, let's move on to a big trade that we had a couple weeks ago, Jack. The New York Knicks and the Minnesota Timberwolves. Big trade, Jack. They traded Carl Anthony Towns for Julius Randle. Switching things up in the East and the West, Jack. So Carl Anthony Towns went to the New York Knicks. Julius Randle went to the Wolves, along with Dante DiVincenzo, one of those Villanova boys. So they break up the Villanova crew slightly, but I think both teams get better in that trade, Jack.
Yeah, man, such a surprise. I think everybody was surprised. This made me one of those trades that nobody knew what was going to happen until it happened. And they say the Timberwolves did it because, you know, that money's getting funny and they can't, you know, keep him and Naz Reid coming up. So somebody had to go to odd man now. And I think they traded Towns because nobody really wanted Gobert. That's the one. That's right. The albatross around the neck they really want to get rid of. Right. Not because he's not a good player, but that contract is insane. He probably making $60 million this year. So that kind of forced their hand. And but I really like it for both teams. I didn't like it as a Sixers fan to see Cat come over. Like the Knicks need somebody else. But the Knicks don't have as much depth. So it's going to be a different team because they're going to be, I believe, more offensive oriented.
Yeah.
This year. Now, not going to be like those stoppers because they had to trade those pieces away. But I see, man, and you know, they was getting spicy Sunday night already. DiVincenzo fighting Rick Brunson, Jalen Brunson's dad. He was talking crazy after foul line. I said, "Wasn't you just in Jalen's wedding?" That's gonna be our rivalry.
Isn't that your friend's dad?
Yo, I didn't know you could do that. If you can do that, that lets me know I should have been dove on a Gary Bowers, a Mr. Middleton. I should have been. Shout out to those two gentlemen.
Shout out to those.
Man, I should have been trying to come at these guys. I know you can do that.
Listen, oh man, but that's crazy though, man. And it's and Thibodeau's teams are typically known for defense and playing a lot of minutes, but for defense and those you know, tough guys. And it's going to be interesting to see how Cat fits into that system because he's not so much of a tough guy to me. Like, you know what I mean? He's not so much of a.
He's going to have to guard Embiid. With the Timberwolves, he had an option. That's probably the best thing that happened to him because Gobert could take those guys.
Right.
He's going to have to guard those bigs, which is going to be interesting to watch. Like Porzingis, when he comes back, he's got to guard him now.
Yeah, and like I said, he's got to get some of that New York grit, Jack. New York teams are known for being gritty, and I just don't know if Cat has that in him. Have you ever heard Cat have interviews where his voice tends to change?
Like different voices.
And after all that.
You're from Jersey. You don't talk like that. Yo, listen. One thing, let him slump. and New York, that media, buddy.
Ooh,
oh, you know, he's going to be on the front of the paper. So, you know, hopefully they give him a grace period. But I like Minnesota getting DiVincenzo. A defensive guy and a shooter around Ant. And people forgetting that, man, Julius Randle's putting up 25 and 10 before he got hurt.
Right, right. And it kind of gives Minnesota a different look. So Rudy Gobert gets the opportunity to.
What is this?
Yo, that's a good one there, Duber.
We need Oakley on the table to tougher.
Immediately.
Shout out to Duber. Yeah, because they definitely need Oakley on that team to throw some bows.
Yes. That's what you need. Him go find John Starks. Yo. Yeah. Plus, everybody's so tough. Man. The former players that watch the game, Pat Ewing in the organization. Yo, he can,
what
Pat
do you
got
think
a lot of pressure
look,
on him.
Yeah, but what do you think about the look on the other side, Jack? Though, like Wolves were a totally different team, Jack.
I like the Wolves.
Kind of puts all the eggs in one basket with Ant-Man. They bet on Reed. But they're also saying that we believe he's the guy. He's the next one. And I was watching that starting five, Jack. I don't know if you checked it out on Netflix.
Yes,
and you forget that he's like 22. He's like, he's still a kid. He's still a kid. Like, but man, you're talking about a talent. And Randle brings a different style of play to that team. And like you said, DiVincenzo. He brings something to that team, Jack. I think it's a win for both sides.
Conley, this may be a win-win trade.
Yeah.
It's going to be like the Sabonis Halliburton, a win-win.
Incredible, Jack. So it's going to be fun to see come by playoff time.
Back in the building. Remember they threw him on the ground last time?
Crazy.
That was wild.
Wild. Crazy, Jack. But that was a big trade, Jack. Looking forward to seeing how that plays out for both teams. Because, like I said, seems like a win-win for both. So not only am I the guy that always says Jack, I am also the Segway King. So speaking of both, both of LeBron James Sr. and LeBron James Jr. Making history, Jack, as the first father and son to play not only in the NBA at the same time, Jack, but they play on the same team, Jack. So on October 6th, they made history against the Phoenix Suns playing together in that second quarter.
Incredible, man. First of all, who could, they were showing them pictures when Bronny's a baby, like his first 2 years. Guy lasted that long.
Can you imagine?
He's so good. He's starting over his son. That's not how that's supposed to be. When you're in the backyard, when your dad hits 40, you 20, this is your era.
Yeah.
This guy.
Not only is he the leader of the team, he's still considered the best player in the NBA.
Ain't that crazy?
How? At 39, get ready 40.
I was looking at his highlights against the Warriors today, seeing him just running and jumping around that court. I said, he's got to fake it so Bronny can get in more. He's playing too good. But they're saying that they're going to put him out that first game to get the pressure off. I would do that.
Yeah, got to get it out the way.
Put him in. Yo, just the media and all that, you don't want it to be a distraction for the whole season. But this is significant, man. I remember because I'm a baseball guy when Ken Griffey was playing with his daddy. And Ken Griffey, it wasn't even a comparison. He was probably the best player in the league with Bonds already when he's playing with his dad. But this is totally different because the dad is insane. Yo, he mess around. He going to be playing in the WNBA with Zori. he's headed.
Joanna Braun.
Joanna Braun. Hashtag Joanna Braun.
Hashtag Joanna Braun.
Yo, that is the one.
That's a classic.
But I love to see it, man. This is amazing, man. Remember a couple years ago, he was like, ain't no way that's going to happen. LeBron looks like he got five more years.
Absolutely. I mean, you think
I don't understand it.
take your son to work day. I mean, like, he's doing the whole season, Jack. Like, can you imagine, Jack? Like, I mean, the life in the NBA comes with certain perks. Let's put it like that. The females and yada, yada, yada. Imagine your dad's over there, though. Your dad's watching, like, not that one.
I'm going to tell your mama.
I'm telling your mom. You know? I'm telling your mom. You better not.
Yo, she got two people watching in the locker room. Oh, my goodness. You know, LeBron can't do nothing no more. Bronny go right to the phone.
Because Bronny right over there biting his nails. Look. I'm telling him. I'm going to tell mom. You keep it up. Say something else. I'm telling mom.
This is incredible, man. And they're going to make me get the league pass because just, man, you just watch this amazing. This is a crazy story, man.
Yeah, man. But it's a lot of pressure on Bronny, though, man. I mean, his dad had a crazy amount of pressure coming in as the chosen one and things of that nature. But coming into the NBA as a chosen one son with not the same path and not playing so much last year in college, he's going to have to earn that spot, Jack. So I hope.
You know what I would have did about him?
Challenge.
As soon as I hit 18, I'd have changed my name to Tyrone James, Thomas James, Raphael James, Leonardo James. There's no way I'm going to be running around.
Lamont
James. There's no way I'm running around with that name.
And even if you shorten it to Bronny, we know what it stands for.
We know.
And then the back of your jersey says James Jr. Like, so, and your dad, you stand next to your dad, and it says James. Like, we know your daddy.
If he had hit that three, they would have exploded. They'd have tore that building down.
Oh, man. I mean, there's some talent there, Jack, but it's the pressure.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think he can be a good player.
Yeah, he doesn't get the freedom of going out there and, just playing. What other 52nd pick is doing interviews and doing this and doing that?
We've never known them. Like, man, we didn't know the Joker. He was a second-round pick. You know, a bunch of second-round picks we didn't know until a couple years later. But we know this one.
That draft, Jack, where when they drafted the Joker? Do you know what was happening when the Joker was getting drafted?
What was happening?
A Taco Bell commercial. They didn't even air it. That's another fact. I'm dropping all types of facts within the
You barring it up tonight. Do you think they sent him to the G League?
Eventually. I think, after the first couple of games, he just needs to play,
It's hard. It's hard, even though it's going to be hard for him to get minutes at that guard spot. Mm-hmm. D'Lo, Reeves. Hopefully, man, if they get a healthy Gabe Vincent.
Right.
They can use that. So, he's kind of the last man on the rotation. But, man, I want to see that. I'm going to be tuned in for that first game. I think they play the Wolves on opening night.
Yeah, I believe they do.
I'll be watching that.
Yeah, that's going to be fun to see, Jack. So, let's move on, Jack. This past week or so, we had the NBA Hall of Fame, Jack. We had a couple inductees that are household names. We had Vince Carter, Chauncey Billups, Michael Cooper of those 80s Lakers, Simone Augustus, Doug Collins, Jerry West, Jack. How about this? Jerry West went in as an executive this time. He's the first inductee to go in three separate times. This is the third time that he's going into the Hall of Fame for different things, Jack.
So, that's unbelievable.
Incredible resume. You're the logo and you're the first person. Hall of Fame three times.
And when it comes to players, this wasn't, the as strong of a class as we may have seen before. But if I was Chauncey Billups, I would have told the Detroit Pistons, I'm not coming through that door this season. I can't save you. But but it was good to see Jordan there. And shout out to Marty Eggleston, who got a picture with George. God, that's, you know, George don't be, you know, he ain't gonna take no picture with you. You gotta be, you know, he must have been drinking good. That day. Them stogies must have been right.
Good Cuban cigar.
That ain't a lot of selfies with George. But see,
big homie, we're gonna need you to come on one day to tell that story of how you got the picture. Yeah. Like, that's the story
of on this season. Yeah, man. But to see those players, and I think, man, those gold Hall of Fame jackets are fuego. They got the best jacket. Oh, I love them jackets. And one of these days, man, we're gonna hit up there, see who's next year, so we can get some tickets up there to see all the activities. But I like the night before Hall of Fame, because they put Amar Rashad, Willow Bay, Christian Ledlow, and Grant Hill for NBA Inside Stuff. And if you grew up in the 80s and 90s, Saturday morning watching them was amazing. Amar Rashad, that's still probably the best NBA show, at least my favorite. You know, he was getting all the top talent every Saturday to do stuff, man. That was
great. Figure him and Jordan were like this, Jack. Him and
they
Jordan
got tight, yeah, man.
Tight, Jack, yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Incredible. Any names stick out in that Hall of Fame class that you makes you say,
I thought Coop was interesting. I thought Coop would, you know, he probably not. When here's what's crazy, because the game has changed so much. When you put his numbers up, they're gonna look like he's not even better than the average player that I heard. No, he wasn't a scorer, but he was the first defensive player, six man, five rings on all the, you know, so I think he holds up. It's just not as many you know, household landmark names. Like, you know, that one class you put in Kobe, Durkin, Tim Garnett and Duncan and them going in like at the same time. That's crazy. But Vince Carter will deserve, you know, Vince Carter, because of his dunking prowess, really his career is slept on.
Right.
And you know, because he was a man, remember, man, he was a three-pointer away from going to the finals, like going to the conference finals. That would have changed it, because they probably beat the Bucks. He'd go against the Lakers, and he has sort of the same kind of legacy AI has.
Yeah. That would have been fun to see a young Kobe and Vince Carter, who was probably more of a star.
He was the guy.
Kobe Bryant, yeah. So it would have been interesting to see Kobe and Vince Carter match up in the finals. But
his numbers. Is that the first time ever? Two different teams retiring one person's number in the same year.
Who's that? Who they're going
the
that
Raptors is retiring Carter's number and the Nets.
Ah, well, Kobe had two numbers.
Two numbers. Oh, but Vince probably two different teams.
Is that deserving though? Like, is
same?
Is
I don't know about that? The Nets. I gotta do that, because always when I think of the Nets, I think of Jason Kidd.
Right,
because they was going to the Jersey. I don't think they was that good yet with I remember Richard Jefferson and Kidd when they was losing to the Lakers, because Vince Lakers never been to the finals, and he wasn't on those teams.
No,
but that's always shaky. I said, he played for 12 teams. He figured one of them going to retire. No,
somebody got to. A long career,
love and respect to all those, especially Doug Collins, another Sixer guy. You know, he was a great, you know, he's such a great basketball contributor. You know, he can say he really launched Jordan. You know, Jordan didn't want Phil Jackson, because Phil Collins said, shoot it every time you get it.
You touch it, you shoot it.
Shoot it every time you get it. He was a great coach, and I really miss him. I wish he'd get back on doing the commentating. He was a great commentator, man, great analyst. So shout out to Tom, everybody else who got on in.
Yes, sir, Jack. So let's move on, Jack. So for Sixer fans like ourselves, shout out to the Sixers. You're repping them today. Scary the other night, Jack. On 10-14, Jack, against the Hawks. Paul George took a weird turn and fell to the ground, grasping at his knee, Jack, and most Sixer fans thought, there goes the season, Jack. So thank God that it was announced today that it was only a bone bruise, Jack, and there's no structural damage, Jack. So that was terrifying, Jack. Thought it was over before it started.
As soon as I heard it, I was just winning the prayer. I just called up all the clergy. I called up my Muslim friends, my Jewish friends, my Hindu friends. I said, we got to get together. This everything's in jeopardy. But I was, yo, and here's what's funny. They couldn't wait to send it to me. I got up in the morning. Everybody couldn't wait. Did you see what happened? I was like, yo. But when I heard that he was, he walked off on his own strength, I said, big plus. Today, no structural damage. No little soreness there. But man, I like how he looks with Maxie.
Yeah.
Small sample size, you. I like it.
Listen, I think come March,
buddy.
January, like February, March, when they get a couple months of practicing and playing together, man, they are, regardless of anything else going on, they are going to be scary.
Caleb Martin, alone. Tough.
Yeah.
Tough.
Yeah.
He's tough. I like that. I love Eric. I forgot we had Eric Gordon.
Yeah. He was another pickup.
They put a roster together, man. Anything, the Penguins ball down there getting rebounds. Andre Drummond, the Penguin.
The Penguin.
I like that 66. Only he thing, was missed, only though. Thing,
Drummond was missed.
I wish we had a Paul Reed, just a bruiser at four, at power forward. I don't. Right. They probably can grab somebody. I just need somebody like that dude up there in Boston. I forget that. Autumn. I just always think you need somebody who would come in and foul.
Foul hard. Hit him with a hard. It was
a little too small. When I was looking at that lineup, it had the starting lineup. They had Drummond, Gordon, George, Maxie. Who am I missing? I was like, man, that's a small team. And when you go up against the likes of they're gonna have to have a larger team to play against Boston. And Giannis. They're putting out Giannis and Lopez. So they can get away with it with some other teams, but who's gonna stick Giannis and Lopez? So thankfully Paul George is he's going to recover, probably still make his debut against the Bucks.
Yeah, Jack. And they need to be cautious, Jack, because they don't want to lose Paul George. And segue to our next segment. It was already announced by the big fella Embiid that he says, I don't think I'll play any back-to-backs for the rest of my career. I said, oh, my God. No,
he
don't.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Danger. Oh my God.
The East is in the house when he heard that. Yo, and I'm like, you know who also said that? The Sixers PR. And after he said, they was like, yo, that's between us. That's
you weren't supposed to say that.
You ain't never hear Kawhi say that, even though we know it ain't gonna happen. He's never said out of his mouth, I don't do back-to-backs. You know, you're not supposed to say it. And you're always supposed to be thinking, maybe I'll progress and heal.
Yeah.
Because there come a time we're going to need those back-to-backs. Like, he can't really – man, Sixers can't skate through the season with Boston and New York. And you think that the Bucks is going to be a slouches? Right. Cleveland, man, they're gonna need to get the third spot, because if they don't get the fourth spot, they're gonna probably play Boston in the second round again, who we want to avoid for as long as we can.
At all costs.
We don't want to hear no back-to-backs yet. We don't mind if y'all do it, but just him saying it was a lot.
Yeah, and it's funny, Jack, when before we came on, I was telling the twins what we were going to talk about tonight. And I said, yeah, Embiid's not doing back-to-backs. And they said, well, how are we supposed to decide which Sixers game we going to go to? Great point. We go to a Sixers game.
You ain't lying about that, man.
I got to see the pattern first before I decide which ticket I'm going to buy, Jack.
That's what the organization probably said. Yo, you messing up tickets. Because, right. I was looking at trying to get some season joints. As soon as he said that, I said, I'm going to wait case by case. just like the Twins. So case by case, we have to find out at 6 o'clock. We got to rush down there. We playing today. Let's get down there.
At the box office. Yeah. At the box office. Is he playing? All right, kids, get back in the car. Back
in. He ain't playing. Turn the radio on. 6:10.
We was just going for a ride. We was going for a ride. We listened to it on the way
home. Oh. I said, I knew him. Somebody made, I think Kendrick Perkins made a great point. He said, they're going to have to play at least 50 games with the big three together to really, you know, because some games, you know, we can't give games away. We saw last year how they was in third place. He got hurt. We was in a play-in almost. So he's a big, well, Paul George is going to take a lot of that, but we got to be cautious with him. So I need them to manage it. But let's not tell everybody what it is, because you're going to have to play some if it gets tight. Like if we're in a the end of the season and you got to win the last three games to get the second seed so we don't see Boston, you're going to have to play those games.
Yeah, you want to play all three of those.
Yeah, yeah.
And I get, you know, the idea of, like, there's going to be some games that he doesn't play.
Some.
Say that he's not going to play any. Ever. That was definitely an inside conversation that he spilled the beans. Like, he definitely was not supposed to say that.
I mean, I guarantee you, next Tuesday night, when Shaq, Kenny, and Ernie, and Barkley get on the mic, that's going to be one of the first things they got jokes on, is that one.
you know, Shaq doesn't like that. When a big man is not holding up to the big man code.
Oh, G4 classification.
Shaq doesn't like that. Shaq doesn't like that, Jack. So they're going to definitely be talking about that, Jack.
That's a
coming
fact.
Next week, Jack. Can you believe that is the we're coming to the last segment of season 2, episode 1. So you know what time it is, Jack.
Ooh, ooh.
Segment of the week. That's
drop it, sir.
Jack. Stat of the week. Jack, I've been dropping bombs. I've been dropping jewels all night. I don't even know if I should give y'all one, but I got one. So earlier in the show, we talked about Bron and Bronny being the first father and son to play together in the NBA at the same time. But that got me to thinking, Jack, how many other father-son tandems have we had, not at the same time, but just a father that played and eventually a son came along?
That's easy. George Gervin Jr.
How many do we have?
George Gervin Jr. Dr. J Jr.
So how many father and sons have we had in the NBA all time? I'll give you two guesses. You ain't gonna be able to count it.
Four.
99, Jack. If you think about it, Bron and Bronny are the
99.
Father and son. Oh my God. Think about it. Tim Hardaway Jr., George Mikan's son played in the
George
NBA.
George Mikan's son?
My God. I had the list up. I think I took
Clyde Drexler Jr. Just yelling out random juniors.
Jeffrey Jordan. Nah, they didn't make it. Bron got you there, Jordan.
Bronny way better than those dudes.
But yeah, they are the 99th father and son.
Same number. I didn't think it would be that high.
Yes. Before Bronny and Bron, it was 98. I said, wow. I said, it would have been incredible if they were the 100th. Like, that would have been LeBron's. Bron and Bryce. They're going to be the
99 and 100.
Yeah, Jack. So 99, Jack. So 99 other, well, 98 other father and sons that have played in the NBA. That's incredible, Jack. So that is this week's first. That's a fact, Jack. Stat of the week. And just like that, Jack, that's a wrap. Episode 1, Jack. So you know what's time for? It's time for a little shout out, Jack. Who you shouting out?
I got two today. I want to thank my girl L from the Curry brand, who gave me the advanced Curry 12 Gravities.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I love them. I love the silhouette. They are so comfortable. I'm a big fan of the Curry brand. I want to thank Elle for these. And I want to give a shout out also to my girl, Alexandria Clark, who invited me to come up there. They're having a session at the Nike headquarters for Adam Silver and Engelberry, who is the commissioner for the WNBA, is there with the new Nike CEO. I'm trying to mosey my way in there so they can drop stuff on us. And I'll be on the way. Show so they can give us some sponsorship money. Always working for the show. Shout out to Elle and my girl Alex for looking out for a brother.
All right, Jack. So I got a couple shout outs today, Jack. So first, we want to shout out to a new company, Jack. So shout out to K3 Shirts and our boy TJ Boggs. Will hear more from K3 Shirts. But shout out to TJ Boggs and his new endeavor with K3 Shirts. And you never know, you may see the two good brothers lined up in there somehow, some way. So stay tuned.
Yeah, if they just follow on Instagram. I was like, who is this? I thought it was spam.
Shout out to TJ, Jack. And next, Jack, I want to shout out to Taraji Brake, Jack. He's a local kid, Jack. He's one of those kids that he did not go to Coatesville, but he's a local kid that went to St. Peter's. He's in that same class with Jig and Pri and AJ. Mm-hmm. He brought a tour down to Coatesville this summer, the MGM live tour, Jack, where it's kind of like N1 basketball. They did a live tour and they came to Coatesville, Jack, and they put on the show. So MGM live tour with Markel Wansley. Nice. So they came down and they put on a show, Jack. Brought the whole city out. You got to check it out on YouTube, Jack. But it was incredible to be in, and they put on for the city. So shout out to you, Taraji, for bringing the tour down to Coatesville.
Yeah, man. Listen, make sure y'all follow us on all the social media platforms at Politics as Usual Talk. So you subscribe, and we'll be going live every Wednesday, and we'll have some guests on, some writers who are covering the league. I can't wait to get some of my New York Bulls on, because they swear they go to the finals. So it's going to be electric. But before we leave, I want to know, do you have anything smart to say tonight?
The brown dog is not really brown. It's a tan dog in the dark.
Game here to take over the game. Yeah. Stout. Still. I know what's going on. Still politics as usual, life looking beautiful, talking real heavy, more heavy than the usual, shook the whole world up, and type emotion new to you, to us this a throwback, losing we don't know that, only give them our facts, that's exactly what y'all lack, always show the people love, so they show us love back, yeah.